Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Jaguars Texans coming up Sunday at EverBank. First, let's get to the news from Friday for the Jaguars. Cindric Marks, the Jaguars defensive tackle, is probable for the game. Finally, he's going to get a chance to go on that surgically repaired knee, and he's ready for the opportunity.
I'm very excited, man. I mean, I've been waiting, you know, and I just keep on going and, you know, do everything that I was told, preparing and just making sure I'm ready, so I'm very excited.
Also, another injury update. T.J. Yeldon is questionable, the Jaguars running back for this game, coming off of a groin injury. It's a game-time decision. AFC South play again. The Jaguars have not played well in the division. They haven't played well overall in different games this year. But when the division games come around, you have to capture those, especially when the team is struggling on the other side.
Well, and the old cliche is that they count two. And you have to hold serve at home. They had a chance to really break serve on the road in Indy and didn't. So if they're going to do anything in terms of trying to get back in this, in terms of trying to get to 7-9, 8-8, this is key. And, yeah, division games are always big, but even beyond that, it's just big for them to do the things that they're trying to do.
Yeah, and to keep it all in perspective, you know, my hope for this team this season was that 8-8 was a possibility, that after 2 years with 7 wins, 8 seemed a little ambitious. That's still obviously possible with 11 games left to play, but you know what? They're not very far behind in the division. I mean, the Colts obviously are 2-0, but they're only 0-1. You have a nice opportunity right here. You can't let it slip away. The Jaguars, the last 2 years, are 4-8 in the division. But if you look back in the history of the AFC South, they've never really competed in the division.
Right.
They don't have a winning record against any of the three teams. And so now is their opportunity to start changing that.
First things first, get a win.
Against anybody.
Yeah. In all of somebody. That, you're right. For the last 2 weeks, just win.
Just somebody. Get a win for the Jags. A few guys back to help that cause, of course. We mentioned Cedric Marks off the top. Julius Thomas is back and full. Denard Robinson is going to give it a go this week, too. Who makes the biggest impact of those three guys?
Well, I talked to T.J. Yeldon in the locker room, and he thinks there's a strong possibility he plays that may be youthful exuberance. If he doesn't, then I think Denard Robinson is the key, because he had games last year where, when teams were worried about Blake Bortles, he had big games through that stretch of the season. If he's 100%, if he can go, if he's not on a snap count, he could have a huge impact, and he has that speed to make a big difference. He showed a little bit in the preseason that you thought he was ready. Interesting to watch him this weekend.
I'll go Captain Obvious and go Paul Posluszny this week. Arian Foster's averaging 1.9 per carry, but this week supposedly he went full out. You guys remember the game here last year. They couldn't stop him, 124 yards. And the Jaguars have been pretty good against the run when Posluszny plays this season. So if you're going to beat the Texans, you can't let Arian Foster be the guy to beat you. Posluszny will be the guy that makes the biggest impact.
Last few weeks we've said our must-win games. Well, I could say that again this week. But is it a must-win to take the heat off the head coach, or a must-win to keep the Jags relevant for later in this season and maybe some kind of a run of some kind?
Well, I mean, there is heat on the head coach, and, you know, he's heard it. He knows it. We saw a more animated, you know, lively, even emotional Gus this week. I don't think he's concerned about whether there's heat on him or not. He just wants to be able to keep building what he's building here without having to start talking about wins and losses. So it's a must-win from the perspective that he wants to stay on his agenda and not have to bend anyone else's.
I can't write must-win anymore. I mean, I've been talking about it for the last few weeks. I thought the last three games in some capacity were must play well and get a couple. They didn't. So would a win this week take heat off Gus? You know, again, I don't think he's worried about it. I don't think it helps that much in terms of the fans. It's going to be a process over the next few weeks of playing better. But, yeah, to get to that, you've got to win at some point. So you're at home, the only time you're in EverBank for a while. Okay, must win. I'm tired of it, but I'll say it. What about that?
Well, I mean, how about a must-win for us, right? Because we're tired of it. Well, they played well here, but. Well, they did this, but, right? How about be able to come in here and talk about the things that they did well? How about a must-win for us?
It's always about Brian.
Did I say me? I said us.
Jaguars, Texans.
Well, we got to say something different.
That's true. Coming up Sunday here at EverBank Field. That's it for today on Jags of the Roundtable.